Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording. It's 2:47 p.m. That is February 15th. I thought we'd kick off with gold. It was down 18, well, I guess $17 in here today. And it's been quite volatile. It's been up and down off the lows over the last few hours, but it doesn't look like it's going to close with a downside key reversal. And it's normal, I think, well, perhaps not normal, but I think not all that surprising that we get at least a pause here in the region of the November peaks. That's why I was a little circumspect yesterday in the expectation that this breakout would go up and up and up without a pause. There are people who've made money shorting the rallies in gold over the last year. We have a short-term overbought condition, so it's not beyond the bounds of possibility that we get some pause and consolidation. The most important thing is that we continue to hold the sequence of higher reaction lows, which means that the low around 1775 will not get taken out. More to the point, it should at least hold the $1,800 level, but in an ideal situation, it'll rally tomorrow and hold the 1850 area. And if all we get here is a mild consolidation before another breakout, well, then we could then comfortably predict that this is the end of the very lengthy period of ranging and consolidation. And oil prices were also down in here today. So still has the sequence of higher reaction lows, and even though it was down $3, it's not a sizable or as sizable a pullback as we've seen in November or July. So we still have an uptrend overall, and we're getting a little bit more of a risk-on environment starting to come through. And part of the reason for that is because Bitcoin has popped on the upside. So we had a good strong day yesterday, and that was on the back of the Coinbase ad at the interval during the Super Bowl on Sunday. They had 20 million people signing onto their site within the space of about 15 minutes, and that crashed their site. But they were giving away, I believe it was $15 worth of Bitcoin for anyone who was willing to sign up. So they obviously got a lot of signups and had to go off and buy a lot of Bitcoin to follow through on that promise. So that's helped to put a floor under the market, and it looks like a higher reaction low. The most important thing here is that Bitcoin has broken the sequence of lower rally highs, so it's no longer trending downwards. If the low holds, well, then we're in a new uptrend. We have a success. We have broken the downtrend, and there's a higher reaction low, and that's the minimum requirement for a new uptrend. If it can take out the 46,000 level, well, then we have a higher high. So, and in fact, we have a higher high already because it did take out the peak from the middle of January already. So there's the potential here that Bitcoin's back on a recovery trajectory. And because there's a strong relationship between Bitcoin and the stock market, or risk assets more generally, this strength in Bitcoin is probably moving the quantitative metrics for algorithmic funds. So with Bitcoin steadying, it's creating demand for other assets. So the Nasdaq has also begun to steady in here. And it was up 340 points in here today, and it gapped higher and then improved upon that performance throughout the day. So we're still in a corrective phase overall, but we have a higher reaction low within it. And there's two big arguments here. The first is that we've had a sizable pullback already, so that should then contribute to bargain hunting, people coming back in on a value basis, and then looking for the potential for a new liquidity driver to fuel an additional advance. And one of the arguments to support that is that the number of shares that are trading below their respective 200-day moving averages is now back to a similar level to what it was in 2010. So that was the first big pullback after the whopping advance from an extraordinarily depressed level during the credit crisis to a record peak where over 90% of all shares were trading above their respective trend means by the time we got around to September of 2009. We had a very similar situation in 2020, where we had this incredible decline down to really extremely depressed levels, then this enormous capital infusion from money printing, and we got up to a similar peak in terms of the number of shares trading above their respective trend means. But after those events, you get a period of consolidation because you get this huge amount of money getting pumped into the market. That helps to support prices for everything. And those higher prices are justified for some assets and not justified for others. So you get a sorting process. And we've had a lot of that going on over the course of the last 6 months. So when we think about the Russell 2000, it went sideways for most of the last year, had a failed upside break, and then pulled back in a violent manner and is still trading below the 200-day moving average. So that's pretty consistent with what we see with that NYSE data. And then we have the really clear underperformance of the IPO ETF, which has at least found some near-term support in the region of that 1,000-day moving average and looks likely to unwind the oversold condition relative to the trend mean. Then some of the other darlings of the investment community in 2020 and 2021 were the renewable energy sector. So the wind ETF is now steadying from the region of the 1,000-day moving average. It's exactly the same thing for the solar ETF. And that's all pretty consistent with the view that we've had a sizable pullback, and there's certainly some value coming back in, and that there's obviously the potential that we could get a short covering rally and unwind short-term oversold conditions. So that would be quite similar to the bullish scenario that came out of the first pullback after the bounce in 2009. And now this is the first pullback after the bounce in 2020, 2021. But then we have the wrinkle in that argument when we look at 10-year yields, because they were up another 6 basis points today. It's closing above the 2% level. And this continues to look like an uptrend. We have the failed downside break. And now it's pushing back up into the overhead trading range. So we have to at least give some consideration to the potential that the 10-year yield is going to march higher to about 3%. And then we'll see what happens at that point. It's the upper side of what is a decade-long range. So that continued upward pressure on yields is it's a headwind for the wider stock market. So we're getting short-term oversold conditions unwound, but we need a substantial liquidity infusion in order to support asset prices beyond that. And with bond yields continuing to rise, they're pricing in the potential that inflationary pressures are going to be problematic. But the 2-year yield was a little softer in here today. So we're starting to also get at least a pause here. But again, nothing in the way of a downward dynamic. So still hovering around the 1.6% level, which is substantially above where the 3-month is, which is around the 40 basis point level. So investors are not yet quite willing to give the benefit of the doubt to the potential for a 50 basis point hike. And we saw at least some walking back from that in here today. Now, when we think about, well, where are the potential sources of new liquidity most likely to come from? Well, China is certainly in there, with a fighting chance to provide it. So the CSI 300 is back in the region of the 1,000-day moving average, and it was a little steadier in here today. And we've had quite a few releases over the last week to suggest that the government is serious about providing additional liquidity. But they don't want to have the same kind of advance that they had in 2005, 6, and 7. They want to have a steadier market overall, and they certainly don't want to see a rout come through. I suspect that what we saw with India and how they tackled the over-leverage in the banking and property developer sector is a template for what we're going to see in China. The listed sector, like the Shanghai Property Index or the CSI real estate sector, they're heavily weighted by state-owned companies. So it's the state-owned companies will get state sponsorship. The private companies will eventually get taken over by these companies. There will be a sorting of liabilities in terms of bonds. Some will default, others will be saved, and leverage will eventually get squeezed out of the system. In order to avoid a crash as a result of that, then additional liquidity will continue to flow into the market. So when we look at some of the more speculative portions of the market, like the Chinex index, it's at least found support in here today and is potentially now capable of unwinding the short-term oversold condition. And it's had a good-sized pullback coming from 35 to 2800. That's about 14%. And we're back in the region of the lows from early 2021 as well. Of course, it's also quite clear that some of the most politically favored portions of the market are most likely to be the ones that continue to attract interest. So CATL, the big, or it's not just big, it's the largest battery producer in the world, is beginning to steady from the region of the 200-day moving average. India's market also popped on the upside from the region of the 200-day moving average in here today, and it was helped along by Reliance Industries. And of course, Reliance owns the largest 4G network, and in fact built the first. So that's certainly helped it to prosper over the last few years, but it's also a major oil refiner. And of course, with lower oil prices, then that's also beneficial for their business. Certainly we're seeing more interest in emerging markets. The dollar, having been quite steady over the course of the last few days, was a little softer in here today. So we're getting more of a turn towards risk on in the short term. Quite how long that persists for is open to quite a bit of debate. As long as bond yields continue to march higher, I think that's going to represent a headwind that will put a limit on the ability of shares to continue to rally. And the ability of Tesla to continue to rebound and hold the region of the 200-day moving average, despite the fact that recalls are being imposed upon it, they keep pushing back the date when they might be able to deliver full autonomy, and I think it is reasonable to question whether they will ever be able to solve that problem, because it's one of the most difficult science problems in the world, and there's been this rather blasé attitude adopted by investors that it could be solved in a very short period of time. I think when we look at the history of fusion technology, where it's always been 20 years away, and now it's 5 years away, but it is still 5 years away. Our solid-state batteries, where I remember everybody thought they were going to be ready in 2017, then it was going to be 2019, then it was 2021, and now it's talking more like 2025. So QuantumScape, for example, I continue to see these really optimistic news headlines about their potential, but the share price does not say that they have a viable product that's about to change the world in the short term. So there have been a lot of promises made about the promise of technology and innovation, and the timeline to when those promises might actually come to fruition does look like it's going to get longer. And higher interest rates introduce a discount rate, which means that promises for future potential then tend to have their timelines cut. So the higher the interest rate, the shorter the timeline that can be tolerated. And obviously, that's a difficult prospect. So as we look at the scope for a continued rebound in stock markets, then we need the liquidity infusions, and China represents the most urgent potential source of new liquidity. But higher bond yields overall are a headwind, and until that headwind has in fact been tackled, then we're likely to be still in a choppy market environment. But for now, at least, the VIX index is pulling back and has failed to surmount that 30 level. So that's supportive of the view that we're going to do a bit more ranging than trending overall. I think with that, I'll leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.